Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm so excited about today. This is another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I just want to tell you, I'm out here at the park in Lithia Springs, Georgia, coming live from Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and we all in the atmosphere, in the air, just worshiping God. I'm here at my grandson's football game, and it's just a joy to be in the midst of it. It's 73 degrees here in Atlanta, and the weather is beautiful. I see so many of God's people out here at the football games and just loving God and giving their family support. So I just want to give God the glory for this time and in this atmosphere. And I just want to tell all my listeners all around the world, it's all about our Father God and just love on Him and just embrace on the things that He's doing. And I just decree this, that the blood of Jesus is over this radio station here in Atlanta. We thank God for Build, Grow, and Enjoy, powered by WTV. We thank God for what He's doing this month, the 1st of October, the first Saturday of October 2012. We thank God for the weather here. It's like 73 degrees out here, and everybody is just enjoying itself. But I'm so happy here in the preparation room because God is doing such a new thing. I know you listeners, if you really are in the spirit, that you will know that there has been a mighty shift this month, even more than what it was last month. In October, it's just such an awesome shift in October, and it's showing us at this year end that God is doing such a new thing in our lives. So we just want to give God the glory and the praises. But before I go forth, you know, I just want to thank you again for calling in, listening. As this day go forth, your life would never be the same again. We always go with the scripture. So we have Annette from the preparation room, Annette Everett. She's going to go forth and give you the scripture that she has for this week. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here on the show. I want to read to you a verse from Psalm 103 and verse 1 through 5, and that's the New International Version. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all our sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. And that is the love of God. And I just wanted to share that scripture with you today. Okay, Pam.
Ooh, I just love what God is doing in our life. I tell you, He had me reading about Ezekiel, and I'm not going to share that with you yet, but He's just been giving me a lot of prophecies, and He gives me in Isaiah. I don't know, it could be for you. As you can hear all the noise, people are enjoying their life, and we're out here praising God. It's such a beautiful thing. But He gave me Isaiah. It's Isaiah 42, and it's starts with 7. He said that He will give you sight to the blind. Preparation room. You will set prisoners free from dark dragons. He said, my name is the Lord, and I won't let idols or humans share my glory and praise. He said, everything has happened just as I said it would. Now I will announce what will happen next. So we just thank God. He said that everything has happened just as He said it would happen. He said, now I will announce what will happen next. So, hey, God, we thank you. And I can't wait to hear what's going to go on next. But we got Adrian Man on the phone. You know, last month, so much demonic forces was in the atmosphere. We couldn't get Adrian Man on the phone, but we still went forth. It was an awesome thing. You know, nothing could stop what God has. And he stuck with my soul about, I was hearing someone say, and I read it before the other day, he was said, what God started, he will finish it. You know, so he's still working with you. He's still working with me. He ain't finished with us yet. So, you know, let us do things and let God change us. When we try to change ourselves, we always make mistakes. It's all about lifting the name of Jesus. But right now, what we've been waiting for is this mighty man of God. God is doing something in his life. He have a legacy in inside of YouTube. He's well known all over the world. His name is Agerman, and he got a lot to tell us, and he want to go forth and worship in God, and as he go worship in God, he's tearing down whole strong, defeating the devil, and he's going forth like God said he would. So I would like to present you this mighty man of God, Agerman. Hello, Agerman.
God bless you. God bless you, Pamela. It's really good to be here this morning.
Thank you. Agerman, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. Like I told you, as you can hear the noise in the back, I'm around hundreds of people in the park in Lithia Spring, Mount Carmel Park in Lithia Spring, Georgia. Everybody's just loving on each other, and all I see is love. Love, joy, and happiness. And like the love, joy, and happiness is out there on the field, the love and joy and happiness is here in the air. We all around the world, starting from Atlanta. We got Atlanta. We got San Diego. We got, California. We got all around the world here. So we just thank God that we are here today. I got some little boy in front of me, but I want to you to start off, Agerman. I'm just so excited. Can you just pray for the people? Can you pray with us? Can you just honor God with a prayer in the preparation room?
Yes, amen. It's my privilege. It's a blessing to be here, and I praise God for this opportunity, the great opportunity to pray for the people of God this morning. Father, we lift you up. We magnify your holy name. We exalt you on high. For you are a great God, Lord, that reigns above the earth. God, I pray for all of the solicitors, everyone all across the world, God, that you would begin to touch us in a mighty way, oh God. Surround us with your power. Reveal your glory this morning. I pray, oh God, that you would begin to do something awesome this morning. Touch us right now. Oh God, I pray that the Holy Ghost would take over this interview this morning, God, that somebody will be helped, somebody will be delivered, somebody will be set free by the power of God. You said to as many as received you, to them you gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on your name. I thank you in advance for the miracle. I praise you in advance for the breakthrough. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to overcome this morning by the blood that was already shed on Calvary and by the word of our testimony. We thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you are doing, and we are confident in this very thing, that he who began a good work in us will perform it until the day of Christ. We give you the glory. Be lifted up. Be honored today. Be magnified and be glorified, and we thank you in advance. Now, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. You have no hold on us. We render you helpless. Every spirit that's under our feet, every spirit, every demonic force, every witchcraft, warlock, anything that's not of God, we cast it down and bring it to naught in the name of Jesus, and we lift up the name, the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah, and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Man, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hey, God, and it is so. And it is so. And it is so. It's just amazing. As soon as you stop praying, the music stopped playing, so that beat was just for this time. So, God, we thank you. See, God is doing a new thing, and we just got to embrace in the newness that God is. You know, only thing stays the same, preparation room, is God. So it's okay for change. It's okay for newness.
You know, God want us to change and yes. believe that he's everywhere. He's just not where he used to be. And we got to put him out of the box. Like he's doing such a new thing with the radios and the radio station and the media society. We don't have to sit behind the scene. We don't have to sit behind the doors. He's making us free. He got us everywhere. So we embrace on what he's doing and be part of the newness. It's so exciting. I just thank God that I'm living among the living at this time to be part of doing something so different. And I was telling you how he has just been leading me to so much prophetic stuff about what's going on, you know. And by me being in the spirit that I'm being, I'm just listening to the Holy Spirit. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. I wish I could just share with you what I'm feeling. He also gave me something in Isaiah. It was Isaiah 41:10. He said, don't be afraid. He said, I'm with you. He said, don't tremble with fear. He said, I am your God. He said, I will make you strong preparation room as I protect you with my arms and give you victory. Hey, God, we praise you. Now, that's awesome. That is awesome. That's what he said in his word. You could go back to 41:10. That's what he said in his word. And he never go back on his word. He haven't went back yet, and he will never go back on his word. So I'm just excited about the change that he's doing. You know, there's a lot of us that's haters, not realizing that we're haters. But that spirit got to die. That's a demonic force. We got to embrace on what God is doing in other people's lives so it can happen in our lives. We got to embrace and love. God is love. The devil is of evil. So if any evil force, I decree right now in the name of Jesus that someone over this phone needs to be healed. Somebody over this line needs to be healed. Somebody in this air, I speak in the name of Jesus. Be healed and go forth for the glory of God like never before. We were born for this time for you. We've been waiting for you. God needs to use you, but he can't use you in this separation room or all over the world, all over the air, if you're not ready. Let God continue to make a change in your life and let him continue to use you. I love all of you with the love of God, but God loves us even more. So with that saying, we're going to go back with the interview with Adrian Man. Well, Adrian Man, here we go.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Can you tell me a little bit how you started off?
Yes. Yes, first of all, Pamela, I just want to say it's my privilege to be here with you in the preparation room, and I praise God for this opportunity to be able to minister to the people of God. And I have a long, long testimony, but to make a long story short, I started off preaching the gospel when I was 9 years old, and then I got into rapping, you know, the gangster rapping and doing a lot of things like that. And being persuaded by the things of the world. I started looking at the gangster rap videos and watching the donkey ropes and the videos and the, you know, everything that was going on. So I wanted to rap. I said, you know what, I'm gonna go and do a demo tape. And to make a long story short, did that demo tape, got signed to Virgin Records. And I'm thinking, you know, it's okay. I got a gift to rap. It's all right. I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, sign this contract, and finally I got my first record deal in the year of 1996, and then I didn't know, amen, that I was leaving God. I didn't know that I was in a backslidden condition, because the way that the world was making it seem like, you know, you can rap, you can enjoy your life, you can, you know, be prosperous with and party, and but I left God, I left the church, and then I started gangster rapping. And so in the year 1996, we did our first record deal. I was in a group called Three Times Crazy, got signed to Virgin Records, and lo and behold, amen, I ended up getting on drugs. I was on drugs and started snorting dope and things like that. And it was just a terrible time in my life, because I didn't know that the devil planned addiction for me. And so I started using drugs, using alcohol, doing all these things, because with that gangster rap life comes a lifestyle, you know. And so I started living that lifestyle. And to make a long story short, I was in a hotel room one night, and I used about an ounce and a half of drugs. But I remember when I was 9 years old that the preacher was saying that if you call on the name of the Lord, if you call on Jesus in your time of trouble, in your time of addiction, or whatever is going on in your life, he will save you. So I started calling on the Lord. My heart was beating fast. I thought I was going to die. My nose was bleeding. I said, God, I need help. I need you to help me. And I'm telling you, I didn't sleep for about 3 days. But that particular night, I prayed and went to sleep and woke up, and a miracle took place in my life after I prayed. God delivered me from drugs, delivered me from alcohol, and then I say, God, you saved me, and I want to rap for you. I want to go back to church, and I start remembering the old hymns of the choir and the preaching and everything that God taught me as a child. That's why the Bible says if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he get old, he will not depart. And so now I do gospel rap ministry because I learned that the power of life and death is in our tongue through what I was doing with the gangster rap music. It was very influential. And so I started doing gospel rap when I gave my life to Christ in 99. And a whole lot of people, I mean people from everywhere, all of my fans that was listening to my music back then when I was in gangster rap, they started listening to the gospel rap, and so many deliverances and breakthroughs and people coming off of drugs and out of alcohol and coming out even out of the gangster rap industry into the church. And I said, you know what, everything that I've been through, all the addictions, all the things that I've been through in the world, it was nothing but a testimony. And the power of God was in there to save somebody else. And so now I am blessed, highly favored of the Lord, to be back in the kingdom of God, back preaching the word of God. And I've been on fire for the Lord for about 13 years now, back strong in God and preaching the word. And gospel rap, I'm telling you, is a very, very powerful influence for this generation. And so, yes, that's kind of like my story in a nutshell. But I just wanted to say, everybody, if you listen and you listen to gangster rap music, you listen to all the rappers on TV, all of that is glamour and glitter, but it's really not gold. That life is a life of destruction. Amen. But I'm telling you, through Jesus Christ, no matter what your gift is, you can use it for Jesus Christ and for the glory of God. And so I am so blessed to be back into the kingdom. God received me no matter what I did. He forgave me of all of my sins, cleansed me from all unrighteousness, and it's a privilege to rap the gospel in my rap music. I bless God for that opportunity.
Amen. That is just awesome. It is so touching. We just want to know so much about this gangster rapping, because tell me a little bit about what's going on now. Do you think what's going on with our youth, some of the things that's what's going on with our youth today, is the reason why so many of them are incarcerated, especially in our society? You say that again?
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay. Do you believe that a lot of rapping, this rap music that's going on now, is the reason a lot of our youth is being in jail, on drugs, doing robbery, and what effect? You know, tell me a little bit, you know, what do you feel about that?
You know what? The gangster rap music is a weapon of destruction. Is the power of life, and it is in the tongue, and I believe that it's so. Matter of fact, I know it's so because I live that lifestyle. They're listening to the rap music, which is encouraging them to do violent crimes and commit crimes, and they think it's good. You know, we living in this time where they're calling evil good and good evil. And so it's the truth. They believe that that's the way to live. Gang members, because of the rapping, because the rappers are rapping these lyrics and the children are youth are looking up to the rappers, this is the way to live. It's cool to kill. It's cool to steal. It's okay to be on drugs. And that's why their life, like you say, yeah, they in jail. They're on drugs. You know, they're going through so much, especially in this generation. And so, yes, that's exactly right. The rap music of this time is destroying our youth. And that's why gospel rap is so powerful and so relevant right now. Because the young people, this is a hip-hop generation. And so they need to hear the gospel. But the Lord said, he who wins souls is wise. And so that's why I praise God for gospel rap music, because it's drawing the youth in. They hear the beat, but they're hearing the word of God, you know. And so, yes, a lot of them is in that gangster rap, and they listening to it. Like I was walking down the street one day, and I seen a brother. He was a young brother, and he had the earphones on his head, and he was quoting this gangster rap song, and he was talking about, I'll do this, and I don't even want to quote what he was saying, but he was saying something satanic. But the way he was acting while he was saying it, it was a spirit about it, you know. And so words are very powerful. A lot of people don't know that your ear gates are the way to your heart. So when you listen to that gangster rap, it's getting in your spirit. You know, and that's what's going on with our young people. They think it's all right to drink and sell drugs and smoke and all these things, and they end up in jail or dead. And that's why God, I believe the Lord has called me. Matter of fact, I know that God has called me with this gangster rap, gospel rap music, to come against gangster rap and to compel the children of God to come on in. God loves you. God loves us, but he wants us to know that words are powerful, and gangster rap music is a weapon to destroy our young people. Amen. But God said, no, he's going to lift up a standard through gospel rap music. And so I praise God for it.
Go ahead. It's a blessing.
And so it's a blessing, Pamela, it's a blessing. And I see a whole lot of young people, even over the years, you'll be surprised. A lot of people will be surprised of how gangster rap music has formed our culture. And that's what they believe. They believe that violence is cool, that drugs is cool, that, you know, that carrying guns is cool. Even in my city, in Oakland, we got 400 murders this year. And the year is not even out in Oakland, California. And gangster rap music is the reason.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible. But the thing is, so I go out every day in the community, and I talk to, you know, just normal people going about their business. And I want to hear what the community has to say about this. And nobody believes that gangster rap is a problem. They say stuff like, well, if we had more parents that will teach their children, which is good, because we do have a lack of parenting. But the problem is we have a lack of parenting, but the devil slips in because of the lack of parenting, because of the lack of guidance, slips in and give them gangster rap music. And while the parents are asleep or away and not really worried about their children, they're in there getting fed by the enemy through this music. And so when they cut the CD off, killing is in their spirit, drugs is in their spirit, committing crimes is in their spirit, because words are containers. Words have the power of life or death. And so when the gangster rapper is speaking the words of death, what's happening is the children are getting those words, the youth, the young adults are getting those words on the inside of their spirit. That's why we hear about shooting and killing at schools and just crazy crimes these days, because of the iniquity that's in our music. So I praise God for gospel rap, because I believe gospel rap, as a matter of fact, I know that gospel rap, because it has the power of God in it, It's not about the beat. It's not about the rapper. It's about when Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation for those who believe, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. So I praise God for gospel rap, because it's the solution to a lot of the crime that's going on in these days right now.
Amen. What I wanted to do, I wanted to see, can we hear some of your rap, one of your rap CDs, or one of your rap lyrics, or whatever that that we could hear that you're doing, you want to hear, because what you said really touched my heart. Words are powerful. It's not really the beat, because the beat, we could say some positive words. Beat, the lyric, the beat of the music, we could speak some positive stuff, bringing people back to life. So our words are very powerful. And I just go right now up in the atmosphere and just go into the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God, and shed every ill-spoken words that was spoken over our life when we were born. I void them right now in the name of Jesus over all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, and I send them back to the pits of hell. And it is so, listeners, you are free. But I want to go back and maybe we could hear some of your music that you have done, and we could go on back with the show. Can we hear one of your songs?
Yes, sure.
Absolutely, Pam. Pam, I'm here. Pam, could you log on to your Facebook chat, please? Hi, Angel. This is Kalithia, president of IE Radio. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
You want me to post in my Facebook right now?
I want you to log into your chat on your Facebook.
Okay, hold on one second.
And you may
not
have your song. I'm going to have to kind of co-host this with Pam, because, you know, we're still fixing the bugs with the new show and the communication, because we have over 22 callers in the box, so I have to guide it through. But in the meantime, while Pam gets her chat up, I'm going to go ahead and play your song, and that's F My People, correct?
Yes.
All right. And here's Angel Man, everyone. F My People.
Streets every hour. They want more police. The church, we got the power to cast the devil out. gun so we can escape the life of sin. No longer walking after the flesh, but after spirit. Not only talking the walk, but we gotta live it. We can't be in some place, that's why we gotta pray. We gon' see him face to face on happy day.
I'm here. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. We're going to have Kalithia, the CEO of Bill Groen and George. She's going to come on, and she's going to help and co-host this station with us because it is an awesome thing that what God is doing. But before you leave, I just want to hear you live. Maybe give us like 3 minutes, just a little rap. And rapping to God.
Pam, we got about an hour and 26 minutes. I've extended the show. We have over 25 callers. I'm just going to have to co-host this show today with Pamela because she's at the park. I forgot she's at the park and she's unable to get to her chat. In addition to that, you know, we've extended the show. You know, she's going to be on air, everyone, and to all that's listening. She's going to be on air every Saturday of the month at 12 p.m., same time now, with a different guest, greater guest, and as the president of Bill Groen and Joy, and I'm telling you all today, it's going to be a hot, hot, praising show. And Angel, man, I am just really, really I'm happy that you are here with us today. And just know that you just need to, you know, keep walking, keep your head straight, keep your head up, no matter what.
Yes.
It's going to get better. You hear me? It's going to get better. You know, I know the struggles. I know the pain. I know every last bit of what we all go through because I go through it as I walk, too. But I just want to know that, let you know that, you know, going forth from this point on, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I couldn't agree with you more on the rap music and all that. You know, I went out to a friend's birthday party. Ended up going out there last night and got the date wrong. I don't go out to the party and do any of that. I just went out to support him. You know, he's doing life. And all the music coming on, you know, they're getting all hyped up. And they start fighting in the club. I was like, oh, my goodness, time to go. So then I noticed the DJ switched the music up, put the slow music on, and it really calmed the crowd. So I couldn't agree with you more. And it's funny you're talking about that today because I never took notice of it until last night. But I just want to say welcome to Bill Groen and Joy.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. I know it's really a big thing because, you know, we only have an hour. And we would have extended another hour. So God has blessed us this day. So let's just go forth. Kalithia, let's take some callers. I'm excited about listening to the callers. Let's take some callers.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Caller 510-4263. Welcome to Bill, Grown, and Joy. Hello? Sometimes you get the shy caller.
Another one.
Caller 203-2173. Welcome to Bill and Joyce. Great film.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, I knew that voice.
You have a birthday? You're dead. And Pamela Reese, identify yourself. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Gloria Reese. I'm Pamela's sister.
But you know, it's a blessing. She's calling from Connecticut.
You better recognize this voice, girl, because it sounds just like yours.
Well, I'm just excited, Gloria. She's from Connecticut. That's my twin sister. You know, we look just alike. We talk alike. We act alike. You know, we wasn't born the same day, a year apart, but we're twins. We look just alike. People would get me mixed up with her all the time. But, Glory, I'm so glad that you're here. You need to go on, go forth. You taught me how to get God to glory. Let's just go forth and just give God the glory over the hair. We have listeners all around the world. That's not, it's even bigger because I know you came when it first started, but now it's even bigger. Khaleesi, you never met my sister Gloria. This is Gloria, the president of the Bill, Growing and Joy, Gloria. She's on, and it's such a blessing because she gave us an extra hour. So we know that God is just truly doing some things, but we got a ton of listeners calling in and holding in to talk. So I just want you to go forth and give God the glory and just give us a little testimony about what God has done so great in your life this month.
Okay, well, first of all, to God be the glory. I
Amen.
Just want to share with the listeners, a delay does not mean a denial.
Amen.
Keep praying. Don't give up.
Amen.
If you have something that you ask God that you want to do in your life, and if he says it's okay for you to do it, keep doing it. Keep praying. This Monday, I've been studying to get my CDL license to drive a bus. I'm driving a school bus for the children. And I've been praying on it. It wasn't an easy task because I'm not a spring chicken. And it's a lot of studying, and it's a lot of hands-on teaching. And I prayed, I talked to God about it. I told him I've been wanting to do it for years. I couldn't do it when I was younger because my mother said that was a man's job. But I that was one of my dreams to get my CDL license. So I did it. I took the test Monday, and I passed it. To God be the glory. God's going to get the glory out of everything. I will not take the credit. I gave God first my best, and he did the rest. To God be the glory.
Amen. That's my sister. Can't y'all tell? That's my sister. Well, Glory, we just thank you so much. I love you so much, and I see you next month. And if it's God willing, and I know it's God willing, that we'll see you next month in Connecticut. That's my sister, Gloria Reese. Have had a blessing this month. I told you, something big is going on in this month of October. So thank you, Glory, for calling. So back to you, Khaleesi.
Angerman, before we get to the next caller, I want you to tell us what made you write that song and come up with If My People.
Amen, because, you know, the church world, we all as a church need to get real, and God wants us to be real about souls. He wants us to be real about seeing deliverance and seeing change. And that particular scripture is from the Word of God. He says, if my people who are called by my name, we are called by the name of God. He says, he called us by his name out of darkness into his marvelous light. So if his people, if we go back to prayer, He says, go back to prayer. Turn from division. Turn from denomination, saying that I'm this and I'm Baptist. Since I'm Baptist, I can't deal with you if you're Church of God in Christ. And since I'm Church of God in Christ, I can't deal with you if you're Methodist. Amen. And if I'm Methodist, I can't. He says, we are all one body with many members, and we are the body of Christ. So he says, you know what? If his people, we are powerful. And it really gave me the inspiration to write that song through the Holy Spirit when God told me. He said, all we got to do as people of God is agree. He said, if we can agree about right now faith, he said, right now faith, all we got to do is agree upon one thing, that if we get our lives together, and if we repent and turn from evil, he says, we'll start seeing change in the whole world. Sinners will come in because they'll begin to see the power of God. They'll begin to see God's people empowered with the Holy Spirit that's able to make a difference in our community. And so in our city, at one time we were saying we need more police officers. We need more law enforcement because of the violence that's going on. But God said, no, if my people who are called, Lord, have mercy, who are called by my name, the name of Jesus, he said, would humble themselves and we'll begin to pray. We got to pray, y'all. We got to go back to prayer. Amen. I praise God for the revivals. I praise God for all of the things that's going on in the church. But if we get riled up and start praying, if the saints of God will get together and start praying, then devils will start running out of our communities. Then devils will leave our children alone. Then devils will have to loose their holds off of our kids. He says, if you just start praying, if you just get tired of being sick and tired and get on your face and start praying and crying out to God and turning from the world and leaving sin alone and kissing the devil goodbye, he says, then, Lord, have mercy, will I heal the land. I'll forgive the sin and I'll heal the land. Healing, my God, comes from prayer. When we get ready and willing and able to get down on our face and say, Lord, it doesn't matter what denomination, it doesn't matter what office I hold in the church, we all need to pray, and prayer is the key. And so that's why I praise God for what he's doing with the church right now, because we are in a time where the economy is bad. Everything, it seems like it's jacked up. Gas prices are hacked so high, and people are going through so many things. But God said that the solution is prayer, because prayer connects us to the God that's able to do anything. And so I praise God for that. I'm telling you, Pamela, I am so fired up this morning for being on this show. I know, and you know what? This is a praying broadcast. I'm telling y'all, I can feel it. Prayer is going up and going forth, because we're not taking no for an answer. The thief cometh not before to kill, steal, and destroy, but he said, I have come. The solution is in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we pray to him, he brings the power. He brings the deliverance. He brings the breakthrough. He brings it. And all we got to do is surrender to him. Thank you, Lord. So, amen. Prayer is the solution to the problems that's going on. I just have a desire to see the power of God at work. I know, look, listen, I know that the power of God is able to open up jail cells, able to heal blind eyes, set captives free, loose the bound. Satan does not have the keys of death in Hades. Jesus has the keys. Jingle, jingle, jingle. All we got to do is pray. Prayer activates deliverance. Hallelujah to God. And that's the answer. That's the answer, saints of God. And all we have to do is pray. Old school, old-fashioned prayer. Hallelujah to God. When they used to pray on the altar, and I remember the mothers at the church when I was young, they'd say, baby, don't worry about it. We're going to pray about it, and God going to do something. Amen. So prayer is the key.
Yeah, amen. Kalicia, do we have another caller on the phone?
Yeah, we have some more callers. We're going to take some in a minute. Just, you know, everything's in the spirit right now. So the callers are on here. You know, I just want to say to you, Angel Man, I just launched my television station, and this is for you to know, Pamela, and all your listeners. You know, eventually I'd like to get those cameras streaming in some of these services to get on the network. Uh-huh. You know, the network on my channel and network or my television network is going to be airing in over 300 countries. It's already launched, up and running, but we're, you know, structuring it out with the content. But I definitely want to dedicate, you know, a piece, you know, for, you know, the preparation room, but doing it through content of ministers across the nation. This is the vision that I'm seeing. And I would love, I'm not sure, and I know we can talk off record, to get footage from what you have going up in Northern California. I just had to throw that out. It just came to me to say that because, you know, I'm just excited what God is doing with Bill Grundy. And, you know, it's the ministry itself. So we'll talk offline with that. And, yes, Pam, it's launched. So, you know, we can let everybody know on the television network, openvision.com. Grown and Joy has officially launched this television network. We're airing in over 300 countries. I wanted to say something before we take callers on here. It's funny, when I went onto the channel, when we first was deciding the number of what channel it's going to be, you go to Open Vision Network, download the program because it's mobile, because everything's going digital. Go type in 132. My channel is 132. And then you'll get, you know, that the channel that we have, which is all entertainment, news, and, you know, what's going on in Hollywood. But, you know, I'm going to break up different segments and shows, you know, just like any television network. But the thing is, this is what tripped me out. The channel before is Spike TV. I mean, Tyler Perry has a channel. I mean, everywhere, you know, the majors are all in there with their channels. But I'm saying this to you, fam, because you're going to be like, wow. The channel after, you would not believe who airs after my channel.
Who?
Charles.
Buffalo. My pastor, our pastors. Pastor Trevor Dalla. Oh, my
goodness.
God is good. God is good.
And
I'm just excited.
Guess who's after Trevor?
Who
guess
after
who's after Trevor? Joel Osteen.
Woohoo!
Joel Osteen.
So we're going to be right there with them. Hallelujah.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
So my point is, as I was going through it, you know, I'm that visionary. You know, that's what we do at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Just bring these visions to life, build for the community, build for our people, build for the kingdom. You know, as I'm listening to Angel Man, I'm just like, we got to get a camera up in his service.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of us, other listeners, we're going to get you on there too, listeners. We got a lot of ministers that's listening on the phone. You will be airing in the air as well. We going forth like we never did before. So get ready, get ready, get ready, Preparation Room and Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Get ready.
All right. Well, we have plenty of callers. We're going to take some callers. Have about an hour left in the show because I knew this was going to be a long, deep show as it is. So it's exciting with all the callers. So let's take some callers.
Okay.
Caller 5773, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy in the Preparation Room. Angel Man and Minister Pamela Reese Wardlaw.
It is
how
a
you
pleasure.
Doing?
It is a pleasure to be here today. First of all, let me say to Madam Jenkins, congratulations on your television. Miss Pamela Reese Wardlaw, congratulations with your time spent being rewarded. Powered by WTV and BDE. And for some reason, I woke up this morning and I had two scriptures pop in my head, and I checked them out and I asked myself, what are they for? And now I know. John 15:15, I present to Miss Kalithia and Miss Pamela Reese Wardlaw and to the anger man in the background. The only thing I could not figure out, I figured out by listening to you speak about the youth and the development of the gangster rap and how we need to empower the youth to get back into the game, shall we say. It's simply Revelations 10:9. To continue to go forth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you introduce yourself? I know who you are because you know I know you. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
James Napier, Sunshine Survivors Club out of the state of New York.
Amen.
But I definitely wanted to come on here and say congratulations to my spiritual mother, as well as my spiritual sister, Madam Jenkins. You guys are doing it. There ain't no doubt. There's no shame in the game when it comes to God's praise because y'all getting it done.
Thank you, James, and all my continued blessings to you also. Thank you very much. Yes, and I'll get back in touch with you after the show. Call me, James, okay? Okay, let's get another caller.
Right.
Let's see.
Another caller.
Hallelujah.
Let's go. Probably need to, let's see here. Let's take some more. We got plenty. Ooh, there's a lot. Okay. Caller 510-880. Are you there, caller? 510. Okay. Lost that one. Okay, got another one. You know, some people don't press
the
one on their phone if they just want to listen. Caller 510-9755. That one dropped, too. Caller 209-3608.
Amen. Okay. Let's try to get one more and we'll go back to Adrian.
Caller 916-2364. How are you?
Amen.
People just want to listen today, Pam. They just want to listen. All right, back to you, Pam.
Yes, okay. Okay. Well, we just want to just, whoever that was on the line, I don't know what happened. It might have been, you know, some demonic forces that came forth that you couldn't get through, or I don't know what happened, but we thank you for calling in, and we love you. We know that your heart is with us, and it's okay. It is truly okay. We just continue to lift the name up, you know, lift God's name up, lift the name of Jesus up, knowing that he is God and he's doing some awesome thing, not only in my life, not only in Khaleesia's life, but not only in your life, but all around the world, all of us, all of our lives, no matter what we're going through, God is with us. So,
thank you, man. Yes, God bless you.
I want to ask you one thing. It's a question that, what do you think that we need to do to make a difference? When you told me that 400 people have gotten killed or died, you said they gotten killed in Oakland, California, or you said 400 people this year got killed in Oakland, California?
Yes, those are the homicides. Those are the numbers of the homicides this year.
Wow.
Yeah, 400. It never happened before in the Bay Area.
Now, tell me something. Now, that's 400 people. This is 400 families. Can you imagine so much moaning and groaning and people hurting and not knowing how to deal with certain situation or still dealing with certain situation in a religious way, you know, and that religious way sometimes could be so hurtful. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't want to change. Some people don't want to do this. Some people just, you know, want to blame themselves, not only the people that did it themselves, and then they'll turn to drugs or they'll turn to demonic forces to pay back. You know, what do you think? By you being such a mighty man of God, and I know God is using you in that area, what do you think that you could do as a minister at this time that if people just will humble themselves and let you go forth?
What do you think, or what do you think that other churches need to do to stop this, to help stop this and let God use them to stop all of this hurting and all this killing and all this stuff? I know the music has something to do with it, but some people don't listen to rap music. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Some people really right. not into rap music. You know, some people just get demonic forces, you know, and just want to kill everybody, go on the street of killing. What can we say about that situation, not just about color? What do you think that's going on in that situation that could help us, you know, and speak it in the atmosphere so it could heal people hard, and speak it in the atmosphere that we could take our mind to say, that do sound good. So what do you think that we need to do to change this whole spirit of murder?
Right. I think there's two things that we need to do. The first thing that we need to do is decree and declare over our cities the spirit of life and the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit and salvation. Like the woman of God, the command in your morning book, when she say, just command your morning, just speak it into existence, calling those things that are not as though they were. We have to wake up early and speak life over our children, speak life over our community, speak life over the, you know, the area that we live in. And as we begin to do that, we dispatch angels, you know, because the angels of the Lord do the Lord's bidding, and they excel in strength at the voice of his word. And so as we begin to speak life for our children, speak life for the community, speak life over the drug turfs, and what I mean by life is that they will be saved. They will come out of darkness. We speak that. And then what needs to happen, and that God is putting on my heart, is that churches need to do more outreach. There's, you know, the brothers and the sisters that's on the streets, Pamela, they out there. They don't want to come to church. And so as the church and as the body of Christ, we have to go out to them and show them love. You know, I learned this, and the Lord told me, when I used to be out there in the streets, I used to walk around mean mugging. And a lot of people were afraid of me because of the way I looked. But on the inside, I really needed a hug. I really needed love. I really needed to feel accepted, because I was already prejudged by people by my looks and what I used to do. But it was hurt on the inside of my heart. And that's what's going on in the lives of a lot of these brothers that's committing a crime, that's killing each other. It's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, things that we don't know about. But I'm telling you, a hug and love and showing out, showing up to say, you know what, I care about you. You know, showing up on the streets, not being afraid at all, because they accept love. You know, because we go out on the streets and we go witness, and you'll be surprised. And I know I'm not saying that the churches don't, but I believe as a whole body of Christ, we need to start reaching out. And as we begin to reach out, I learned that a lot of the thugs and people that's in the streets, and all they want is love. All they want is to feel accepted. And as we went out, I started to see some of the brothers that we went out and witnessed to, they'll come in. And so we need more outreach. We need more outreach, going into the streets, showing our presence, saying that we care. You know, we care. We love you. We believe in the gospel, and we believe that God is able to save your life. You know, so, yeah, it's more outreach that's needed all around the world. And I'm not speaking just the Bay Area. I'm talking about Chicago need more outreach. Detroit need more outreach. Atlanta, everywhere. And that's why I appreciate this outreach ministry that's reaching out, Bill Growing in Joy. This is so great, reaching out to so many people, whether you walk the streets or get with them through, you know, this type of broadcast, whatever means that God has given us to reach out, more outreach is needed.
Amen. That I really, truly feel that more outreach is needed, but. You know, I know God is bigger than the devil. We serve a big God. We serve a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He is. But we as listeners, we got to know that there is an evil force. And if we don't cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and watch our hearts and so it won't get hard. One of my prayers is, God, please don't harden my heart like you did in Pharaoh back in the day. We have to guard our heart because we could hold a grudge so long against someone that our heart would get hardened. The devil is tricky. The devil is tricky, Preparation Room. The devil is tricky, Phil Groenejoy. The devil is tricky, Adrian, man. He's real deceiving. We got to stay in the spirit of God. We can't falsely accuse someone. The Bible says, don't falsely accuse. A lot of us have been falsely accused. You know what I'm saying? And I had to repent to myself by judging people and saying things that we just seeing in our emotions. Our emotions is up and down. We can't even control them. We got to get into the spirit of God more than we ever did before in the name of Jesus. And we could watch and we could see people. We could feel their spirit. Once we let the Holy Spirit take upon us, listeners, we could feel people's spirits. We could tell their spirits and we could make a difference. Even feeling that negative force and that negative spirit, you know how we make a difference? Wow, I do. Everybody got to deal with people in different ways. How I make a difference is in love. Love is so powerful, I tell you. Love will overcome anything. Love overcomes death. When you're so hurting that, you know, that someone that you love so hard had went home to be with the Lord and died, I tell you, once you start loving on that person and being there with that person and just loving them, even though they might not treat you the way that you treat them, but love them in the spirit or just show your love, you know, like they said, a smile or make another person smile, try it. Smile at somebody and automatically a smile. Like when somebody yawning, it makes another person yawn. Try a smile. I mean, that's a spirit. It overcomes.
Amen.
It overcomes. It overcomes. When you walk in a room and that room is all sad and you can feel something negative, all that stuff in there, you got to know that you're greater than the devil. There's some evil forces in there. You got to know in your spirit, and you bring the Holy Spirit with you in that room, and you overpower it with love. I don't care what is going on. You just say, but you know what? I'm going to lift up the name of God, meaning I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus, and I'm going to love you anyway, you know? And if it gets too chaotic, leave out of there. Run out of there in love, you know? So I truly believe that love is so important.
Yes.
Love is so strong. Love is God itself. Love is life itself. That we need to love these people from hurt. And what, another thing that I wanted to share with you listeners is that, I tell you, that God is so real now. He has shown himself more than he ever did before. You know, I'm of age now, and I mean, if you think about it, and if you just let go, God is really showing up and showing out in all of our lives. We as ministers, we as men and women of God, we need to support each other even more. If you notice the people out there that's doing a lot of evil things, they get a lot of support. We as Christians, we need to support each other even more. We need to support each other. If we can't be there with you, we need to support each other in prayer. So with that, I'm going to take it back to my co-host, the president and the CEO of Bill Groen and Joy. Talithia, come on and give us a little input of what you're feeling in the atmosphere.
Well, as I'm stuffing my face, I'm sitting here still thinking about this content. You know, Andrew Manning, you're out there walking. I need to put a camera, like, right on you.
Yes. Yeah,
I need a
awesome.
Camera on you. We can put I want the real deal. I don't want Adam, you know, yeah, we can get up into the church, but I want to see it. I want footage when you walk in.
Amen. Amen. You know what? And that would be a blessing because it need to be seen. It need to be seen of what we really need to do out here. And this community that we're living in, Kalithia, is so infested with violence and drugs and things But, you know, like Pamela was saying, we have no fear. We have the spirit of love. Perfect love casts out fear. And to see that on TV, to see the church in action going out, decreeing and declaring life over the community, that's what Jesus did. Jesus walked everywhere, and multitudes just followed him, came from their houses, ended up following him to a desert place, you know, and to hear him preach. And that's what they need. They need us to outreach, and that would be beautiful to see on YouTube and on TV and all across the world. I believe that a lot of people will be influenced and encouraged by that. That would be a blessing.
One of the things that you was talking, the Spirit of God just came upon me, and it had came upon me before. But I think with what is happening in society is we are pushing our children away. We haven't healed as adults.
Right.
We are pushing our children away. And because we got so much stuff that's going on in our life, trying to build a relationship, trying to get a husband, trying to get a wife, trying to get over what this man have done to me, what this woman have done to me. But we got our innocent babies. Blood are being shed on the street. Even though they're grown and might be in their 20s, you know, 30s, some just got 40-year-old children, they still need us as adults. They still need us as leaders. To be there with them, to guide them and let them know what you're doing is wrong. Whether they like it or not, what you're doing is not of God. I love you, but I have to tell you. And then we just can't just tell them and walk away. The Bible says that we need to stick with them until they get to know how. Jesus taught them how to fish, and in so many words, teach them how to fish. Don't let them go out there and just do things that Satan just, somebody going to teach them. And see, like, Satan is giving them more attention than we are. We, as Christians, we are accountable for our children. Like, God gave us those kids. I don't care if they've grown up to be grown kids. God gave them to us. Even though they don't receive it, I think that we're going to be accountable for. We know that our child is doing this, and we know our child is doing that. And we just swallow it and turn our head the other way. No, we need to be healed ourselves.
That's
as
right.
Parents. And we need to tell our children, look, I'm feeling something ain't right, even if they don't stop.
Yes,
we're not going to stop them because they're God's children, but we need to let them know, look, I'm just feeling something. I just want to just pray with you. I just want to guide you that what I'm feeling is not good. I think you need to get on your knees, and you need to pray and try to do it this way, and let's try to do it that way. You know, show them the light. Don't be down with them. Our kids, and I said before, our children is not our best friend. Our children is a gift from God to prepare the way for him, to show them the way to life. We got to stop compromising with Satan, because Satan will use our kids and we push them away, not giving them the attention. Somebody else is going to give them the attention. Eventually, you know what, that child is going to grow up and they're going to be mad at you because you didn't give them the attention they did, and then they're going to blame you. Well, when I was young, you let this happen, and then we walk around and we die in condemnation because we're not in Christ. We can't even get in Christ because condemnation. And you know what the Bible says? There's no condemnation in those who believe in Jesus Christ. God will forgive us for all of our sins. If we just in the midst and believing in him and knowing that he is real and try to walk right. It's not hard. I thought it was hard. It took me a minute, but he had to take somebody away from me for me to realize not to know and trust and depend on them, but trust me as God. Sometimes he'll do things, listeners, to our lives. It hurts what he do, but he has pre-warned us to get our life together. And if we don't take heed to his pre-warning, he will take charge of it. And then when we let God take charge of our lives, it don't feel good. So I just want to tell you, listeners, that what we need to do is hard for us to change our life. Stop trying to change your own life. Give yourself to God, and the desire that you're doing that you know that's not of God, give it to him. Watch how he'll make it feel uncomfortable to you every time you do it. Watch how he'll make you feel every time that you do it. Even when you do it, after you finish doing it, you know how you have an aftertaste. I don't like that nasty taste in my mouth. You know how you take sugar-free? I'm talking about me. Like, I don't like the sugar-free drinks until you get used to it. It's an aftertaste in your mouth. It's a bad taste in your mouth. until you, you know, until you get used to it. But God is more powerful than a dream. He ain't going to stop that aftertaste until it. And again, like I said in the beginning, what he started in your life, he's going to finish it. He's going to finish it.
That's right.
If you don't let the devil take you out of here, he's going to finish it. So I just encourage you listeners to let God do what he do in your life. I just want to tell you, if you haven't heard it from anyone today, you know who I am. You know, I'm in the preparation room, and I'm going to tell you, I love you. I love you. God's still working with me. He's still healing me. I still fall short before God, but I love you, and God loves you too. But, Adrian, man, we want you, before we leave, I need the listeners to hear you live. I want you
Amen.
To come with power and just go forth. You can pray and then get into your rap. Give us your heart to God. Let us see you worship God before the nation. Let us get into worship with you before God to the nation. So we give you the floor for now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just magnify you. We glorify your name. We lift you up. Oh, God, for you are a great God, for you are awesome, and you are mighty God. We just come before you asking that you would, first of all, forgive us of all of our sins, God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purge us with hyssop and wash us white as snow. We believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he was buried. And on the third day, God the Father raised him from the dead. Right now, Father, we give you our hearts. We give you our life. We come before you right now, humble as a little child, God, asking that you would fill us up at this time with your precious Holy Ghost. Empower us, oh God. Give us strength. Give us power, oh God. Give us the power of speaking those things that be not as though they were, God. We worship you, Lord, and we know that you're able to do anything but fail, God. You are awesome. You are mighty. Mighty is the Lord. You can change anybody's life, oh God. You can transform anybody's mind and change anybody's heart. And God, we thank you for all of the listeners, God. We worship you, Father God. And I pray that you would touch their lives. Touch them right now, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And let everyone know, God, that we are citizens of your kingdom. And you have called us to your kingdom, Lord, to proclaim your gospel and to share the kingdom of God with others that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, God. We thank you that you are high and lifted up above the earth, and we give you the praise. We worship you, God. We love you. We love you with our hearts. We love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. And we thank you that the greatest power is the love, Lord, that you shed abroad on that cross. We thank you, Lord. Give you the praise. We honor you right now. We give you our troubles, God. We give you our pain. We give you our failures, God. We give you our unbelief, God. We give you our doubts. We give you the addictions. We give you, Lord, our past, God. And we thank you for the future, for the latter end will be greater than the former. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing something awesome right now. I thank you and I give you the praise. Oh, I worship you, God. I thank you. Glory be to God. My. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. It's just on my heart to tell everyone, amen. There's been some discouragements. There's been some things that came your way. It came your way to try to stop your now faith. There are some things that we're still trying to get over. We are still trying to get over the past, still praying that God would deliver us from past discouragements, past things that have caused us to be discouraged, disappointed, let down, feelings of rejections because of old relationships and grief because of past loved ones that passed on and went on with the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, amen, the enemy, he wants to plant those spiritual enemies in your spirit so that you can't take a hold of now faith. According to Hebrews chapter 1, it says now faith is the substance of the things, not yesterday's faith. But now, Faith, he says, you know what? Yesterday is over. Amen. What happened to you in the past is over with. Those people moved to Tijuana somewhere, and they're playing with somebody else's life. But God is saying, if you can believe him right now, if you can take a hold of faith right now, if you can believe God in spite of what happened and forgive those people and release it to God and let it go and say, God, I believe you now. God is able to do something for you right now. He's able to turn that situation. He says, when the devil came in like a flood in Isaiah 59, he says, I'll lift up a standard. God says, I want to lift up a standard in your life. I want to give you a brand new beginning. I want to give you a brand new start. Your life is not over. You're still breathing. Your heart is still ticking. Hallelujah. Your lungs is still working. You're still breathing. God has granted you life today. But he says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. If you can place your eyes on Jesus in this particular time of your life and say, you know what, the past is over, but I believe in now faith. I believe that all things are possible. And you start speaking, and you just start speaking and say, you know what, I can live again. I can live again. It happened. It discouraged me for a moment, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming today. This is a brand new day. Matter of fact, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let me quit crying and rejoice and be glad in this day. Let me quit tripping. Let me forgive those people. Let me quit having sorrow in my heart because of something that happened to me weeks and weeks or years and months ago. Let me believe God today. He says, if you can believe God today, all things, oh my God, are possible to them, that particular group of people, to them that will begin to believe and have enough faith to say God is able. He did it then, and he'll do it now. He set me free then, and he'll set me free again. He set me free back then, and he'll deliver me today. He says, I want you to get over the discouragement. And addictions came into your life because of the discouragement, because of the letdown, because of the disappointment. He says, but I can do anything but fail. If you place your eyes off of what happened and put your eyes on the Jesus that can make all things possible for you right now, it is possible for you to come out. Yeah, it's possible for you to move forward. Yeah, it's possible for your hopes to come true. Even that hope that died, even that situation that you tried in the past, but it seems like you failed. Failure is temporary. I'm telling you, Jesus said he'll make a way out of no way. He's a bridge over troubled water. Saints of God, all you got to do is put your faith in God right now. Right now. Now is the acceptable time. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. God wants you to go forward. He said, I have a future for you. The things that you've been through is another chapter in a book. The things that you've been through is just another testimony. My God, and it makes your testimony more powerful. You have things that God wants you to tell others that's hurting, that's going through the things that you went through. He says, all we got to do is come forth and believe God right now. Right now. You can believe him right now. Quit looking around. Stop believing that thing that happened. Get over it. Get over. And he says, once you get over it, he says, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to empower you. I'm going to shape you and mold you. I'm going to present you faultless before the presence of my glory. I'm going to erase that old stuff that happened. I'm even going to renew your mind and cause you to forget about it. He says, because I forgot about it, I threw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, and it's over. He says, now your slate is clean. You have a clean slate, white as snow. And he says, this is a brand new beginning. He says, I'm going to restore your youth like the eagles. I'm going to take stress out of your life and give you my Holy Ghost that you'll be empowered to go forward in what God has called you to do, because you are qualified. You are qualified. Let me tell you something. Because you are still alive, that puts the stamp of approval on you being qualified by God. Some people went through the things that you went through and didn't make it. There's some folk, oh my God, that went through the same things that you went through, and they had a funeral. but you came out of it with your own two feet because of the God, that greater one that's in your life, than greater than he that's in the in your life, than he that is in the world. He said you can move forward. He said you have a testimony. He said I purposely, amen, protected you from dying. I purposely protected you from getting a heart attack. I purposely protected them people from killing you. You went through it. You went through a nervous breakdown, but it didn't overtake you. You went through some mental confusion, but you still got a sound mind. He said, after the storm, I'm able to do the impossible. He said, all you got to do is believe in the God that makes impossibilities possible through your right now faith. That was then, but devil, this is now. I was doubting then, but I got faith now. I was broke then, but God is making me whole now. I was sick then, but God's healing my body right now. And he says, if you can accept what God is doing right now, oh my goodness, touch your neighbor now and tell him, I'm accepting what God is doing right now. He's doing something for you right now. He's saying, I got a new blessing for you. I got a new church house for you. I got a new relationship for you. I got a new job for you. Get over it. Forgive that old employer. Amen. I got some new things for you. And he says, if you take hold of it with your faith and start talking it, believing God, coming out of talking things that have discouraged you and start talking about what God's getting ready to do. You know, God's getting ready to make a way out of no way. God's getting ready to bless me. I feel kind of worried, but God's giving me faith. God's giving me faith. I can overcome it. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. He says, whatever happened, when Jesus shows up, he's the resurrection to resurrect you from that dead situation like he did Lazarus. All you got to do is believe, saints of God. All you got to do is believe. There was a point in my life, thanks God, that, amen, I stopped believing God because of what happened. And the Lord had to let me know, you didn't stop believing me because you wanted to. You allowed the storm. You allowed what you went through. You allowed the situation. You allowed the circumstance to take your eyes off me like Peter did. When the winds and the waves, the Bible said he saw the wind. He started focusing on what was coming against him, and then he started sinking. But he put his eyes back on Jesus as he began to sink. See, you only began to sink. You only began to sink. But he started focusing back on Jesus. I know that you're down, deep down in some stuff right now, and you might be in a little bit of discouragement, but all you got to do is know that, yeah, you might be going through, but you're not dead. You haven't drowned. The fish hasn't bitten your big toe off. You still got the victory. You still got hope. If you still got a tongue in your mouth that can open up and say, Lord, save me. Bring me out. Give me a new slate. Give me a new life. Bless me, God, again. And the Bible says that Jesus, he reached down and began to pull Peter out. I feel a pull out. God, get ready to pull you up and out. You coming up and out of everything that tried to kill you. You coming up and out of everything that tried to get you to give up hope. You coming up and out of everything that tried to destroy you. That sickness, that addiction, that disease, you are coming up and out, and you are gaining the victory every step of the way and gaining ground that you lost when you gave up. God said, there's hope. Now faith. Right now today. Now faith, October 6, 2012, your faith has came alive because of the God that never died, because he's alive. He's alive right now. He's the resurrection. He will never die. And he lives forever. There's always hope because he's alive to hear your cry. And he reigns on the throne. All you got to do is believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible right now. Right now. And I praise God for this opportunity, saints of God. Amen. Because God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. There's something that's working inside of you. There's, God said, I'm not finished with you. I got something working in you. It's just a process. You're going through something because I'm sending you through a process. I'm sending you through a process of growth, a process of deliverance, a caterpillar into a butterfly. It's a metamorphosis process you're going through because God is maturing you. He already predestined you to be who he called you to be. But he says to conform to the image of the Son of Jesus Christ. You're better than you was. You've learned forgiveness through what you've been through. You've learned that there's hope because you were sinking and you found out that you can call on Jesus in the midst of the storm. So now when you get the now faith, you can go back and tell somebody else that's sinking, and you'll have the full assurance that God is able to help anybody in any position, on any level, no matter where they're at, how they are, how old they are, young they are, what nationality, where they live, where they've been, where they've been in, where they've been through, whatever it may be. You know that God is able to do anything but fail. But the Lord says, all I need you to do right now is get some now faith on the inside of your spirit. Now faith. If you can just get some now faith. And he says the way you get that is just continue to hear the word of God. Continue to open up your Bible. Open it back up. I know you've been closed for a while. Open it back up and say, Lord Jesus, I'm getting back on my good foot. I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm drawing nigh to you. And I know you had a promise that will never fail. You said you'll draw nigh to me. God is getting closer to you. You're closer than you thought you was from to your miracle. When you get back into that word and get some faith in God, he's going to do it for you, bring you out, set every record straight, make every crooked path straight, rough place smooth. He's going to deliver you. The spirit of resurrection is here right now. He says, I'm going to resurrect you. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you out. He says, I promise. He says, when there was no one to swear by, I swore by myself to Abraham. He said, blessings, I will bless thee. I promise you. He says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bring you out because it's not about us. It's about his name. He says he has a name around here. He has a rep around here. He has a biography around here. And never, David said, when last time he looked at God's biography, he said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread, and God always helps, always delivers, always sets free, always comes through, always motivates. He always restores, always heals, always saves. He says, when I called you, I did not call you for you to die, but I called you so you can overcome everything that tried to kill you. He says, that's why everybody will know that I'm in your life, because they'll look at, like they looked at Lazarus, and they'll say, that man died, though. But, yeah, but God was in his life, though. See, that's the difference. That's the difference between you and somebody else. And I'm not saying that you should compare yourself with anybody else. I'm just trying to let you know who you are and the benefits that you have. From being called from the womb like Jeremiah to be a part of God's family, no matter what happened. They told Jesus, he said, the one that you love is sick. I want to let you know, the one that you love going through something, Lord Jesus, he said, you are the one that I love. I'm not going to allow something to overtake you and not do anything about it. But one thing we got to do, saints, we got to participate and have some now faith and believe God. And he says, I'm coming for my loved one. I'm coming for the one that I predestined before the foundation of the world. When Adam sinned, God knew all about it, but he still showed up in the garden and said, Adam, where art thou? God want to know where you're at. He know where you're at, but he wants you to know that he want to know where you're at. God wants you to know that he cares about what you're going through. He's concerned. He's touched by the feelings of your infirmities. He's concerned about your situation. He is concerned about what got you hiding from God. He wants to bring you back into fellowship with him, into joy with him. He says, nothing can separate you from my love. Nothing, no matter what it happened, no matter what it is, no matter what sins was committed. He said, my blood is enough. No matter what kind of heaviness you got, he says, my garment of praise is enough. He says, whatever it is, I'll cover you. I got you. Here's a cup of water, lady, at the well. I know you thirsty. Here, take it. If you're hungering and thirsting, I got righteousness. I'm going to fill you up. If you're void on the inside, I'll give you eternal life on the inside so that you'll be a whole person. And he says, now you can walk in victory because you're confident and know your God. So get ready to do great exploits. Get ready. God says your testimony is large. Your testimony is big, and it's going to reach nations. It's going to reach people that the devil has told that there's no get back. God said it is in him. There's get back in him. And I am a witness because, God, I thought that I was the lowest of lows. I thought that I was never going to enter into God and be somebody in the Lord Jesus Christ and feel confident about who he is in me and about who I am in him. I never thought that I would be in this time of my life. But because God thought so, because he said that my thoughts that I think towards you, they are good and not evil, and they have an expected end to bring you hope and have a future for your life. There's a future. God ain't finished with you yet. That last chapter is over, but the author and the finisher of your faith is still writing. He's not finished. He's still writing. He says, this is going to be a new chapter of your life from this day forward, a new chapter. And he says, what you've been through was only the suffering that I've been through. And it qualifies you to reign with me. Hallelujah. Woo. To God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Wow. Amen. 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 And I receive that word. And it is so. It is so, listeners. It is. So,
thank you.
Well, Chief. Meditate on it, feel it in the spirit, praise God, age your man. Wow, I tell you, you went for
thank
that
you.
Atmosphere and you touched so many listeners' heart, their spirit, their soul, and their mind. I just decree that deliverance come forth right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I feel
God.
On this mind that someone is going through some things with hurt, with their family. The enemy is dealing with so many people right now with their families and, you know, separation. I was reading in the Bible how Satan is a spirit of rejection, is a spirit that loves to separate, destruction. So I decree in the name of Jesus,
yes, God.
That demonic force leave from around you right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that unity will come back with you and your family and your loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that no more rejection in the name of Jesus will be upon you. I decree that you be healed from rejection. I decree that you shall know in the spirit that if it's not for you, it's not meant to be with you. I decree that the blood of Jesus is upon you. I decree that any weapon that's trying to form against my listeners here right now all over the world, that it won't prosper. I decree that healing, hey God, fall upon you right now in the name of Jesus. And when you get off this line, that you shall step out of wherever that you are and you are free. God's arms is opening up for you. I want to tell you that I love you, listeners, and I just decree that every week that you shall come on and go forth, and we shall go forth. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about the glory of God. So we're going to give it back to my co-host, Felicia Jenkins.
Yes.
And now you have.
I'm here. I'm just excited. The show is just wonderful. I'm glad that, you know, we're able to be vessels for those to hear our testimony and encouraging them to the next step, because that's what it's about, testimony. And that's what I'm about, the real deal. You know, there's so much people out there that just put on the face, you know, act. And, you know, you don't really know them until you really get to know them. So I'm just glad that, you know, we're able to be transparent. And, you know, that's what Real Growing in Joy is about, being transparent, just sharing testimonies. So I'd like for you and your man to let everyone know how they can follow you, your website, your Twitter, your Facebook. Can you go ahead and let everybody know that?
Amen, yes. I do have a website. It's called AgermanWorld.com. And that's AgermanWorld.com. You can check that out. I have a store page. You can listen to some gospel rap music. We have a media page there where you can view all of the videos of the gospel rap church. We do have a church, a pastor church called the Gospel Rap Church, and we have our services on that media page that you can check out. You can follow me on Twitter at AgermanOne, the number one. That's AgermanOne. The number one, just one. And also on Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook at Ramon Curtis, and that's my real name. Adrian is just my rap name, but Ramon Curtis, that's RamonCurtis.
Awesome. And be sure, I just want to tell all the listeners to get over and follow Pam. Pam, can you go ahead and let everyone know your Twitter, what your Twitter is, and also let them know how they can find you on Facebook to join the Preparation Room.
Well, my listeners, I just want to just thank you for being part of it. Before I go any farther, my heart goes out to some of the listeners. They are definitely being healed, and I just want to thank you again, you know, and let you know that, you know, you're part of this. You're part of this move. You're part of this change. Don't think what's going on in our life is in vain. This thing is real. It's an urgent. When you feel an urgent that you got to get on the phone and call, and you feel an urgent that you got to just, you know, listen to see. It's just not, you just got to listen and see what's going on. God is doing something in your life and with your life. It was ordained for you to be here today. But again, you can reach me at Pamela Reese Wardlaw on Facebook. Also have a group name on Facebook called The Preparation Room. The Preparation Room, like, you know, preparation, The Preparation Room. Also, you could hit me up at Sunshine Reese, and you could Twitter me with that. And again, I just thank all of you for coming in on the show. Again, God has even blessed us all the time.
Pam, what was that? That was at Sunshine Reese. That was at Sunshine Reese. Can you spell it out for them?
Yes. At S-U-N S-H-I-N-E R-E-E-S-E.
Absolutely. And then also, I just want to tell everyone, get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com. Join the free member so that way you can get into the loop of what's going on with Bill Grun and Joy in the Preparation Room. So you can get the email blasts of you know, what's going on, you know, who's the next guest on Pam's show. As mentioned, Pam is on now every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. That is Pacific time. We have there's some awesome guests coming on the air. I'm just, you know, excited. You know, I'm just really want to thank all of you listeners for joining Pam today. And also, while you're on BillGrownEnjoy.com, definitely get on over to the television network. You can see, once you get over to BillGrownEnjoy.com, you just hit BGETV 32, or television network, or TV network 132. It'll take you right to the Open Vision site. Follow the download instructions, and then from there, you can go ahead and get into our network, and that's channel 132. So just absolutely a pleasure with great things to come, lots of stuff going on. We're working progress. I'm working progress getting the Preparation Room up so you can actually start seeing Pam as a visual. In addition, you know, just everything else we have going on with the network, you know, lots of entertainment, exclusive interviews behind the scenes. And I'm not talking just the Hollywood that you're used to. I'm talking the Hollywood seeing these people for who God made them to be. Pam, you know, we have put in Aaron from The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock on air yesterday. And, you know, as these celebrities are coming on Bill Grown and Joy, I'm really, really learning who they are. I never knew he was such a powerful man of God.
Wow. Amen. Wow.
The testimonies are powerful. The testimonies are very, very powerful.
Well, we got a lot going on, listeners. So just come on, join with us, and so you could be part of it too. And I just want to dedicate this to some of the listeners that I want to come forth. You can hit us up at Bill Groen and Joy, and maybe we could set some time for you to come aboard too and be part of what God is doing in our life. Right, Talicia? So you could be part of it. And I'm just so excited about the television show. When I get off the line, we'll talk more about it. But again, thank you so much, Talicia.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a work in progress. I can tell you it's a lot of work, and it's extremely expensive. So, you know, I just got to, you know, but the vision is there. You know, God put it in my life. I didn't expect to be transitioning to television. I mean, it's definitely God sent, because it is not cheap in television. And he opened that door immediately for me. So obviously there's something I have to do. And the more and more I'm speaking in the preparation, you know, I'm seeing these visions. Things are coming to me. And I just see the preparation room being a part of the television network and getting that visual out there, showing people, actually, not just sitting in the church, showing people what they do as they actually walk.
Amen. That is it. That is it. You know, God gave me that vision a while back, and I might have shared it with two people. I didn't share it with you, but God did give me that vision. So, you know, again, like I said, preparation room, it's God is not finished with us. We don't need a prophet to tell us nothing. The Holy Spirit tells us all. You know, it's good to have one. It was one back in the day, but if you just listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll guide us, teach us, and tell us everything that we need to know. The prophets just come by and they confirm it. So, again, thank you so much, and back to you, please.
Yeah. Are you there, Pam?
Yes. I don't know if you could hear me or not. I said again,
yeah,
and back to you, Alicia.
Okay. Andrew Man, are you there? I saw that we lost you.
Yes, I'm here. God bless you.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing? You know, like I said, appreciate you being on Bill Groen and Joy. I know we had some hiccups before, but, you know, everything happens for a reason and a purpose. But mission has been accomplished, and I just give continued blessings and growth to your ministry. Keep walking. Keep your chin up, because it only gets better from here.
Thank you, Lord.
But one thing before you leave, I'm not letting you go until I get blessed. I'm not letting you go until I get blessed, Adrian, man. Now, listen, I know I was blessed, but I want a little bit more blessing. I like rap music. I do. And I'm just into rap gospel music. I want you to do a little rap gospel freestyle for us live. Can you please do that for us? Now, listeners, I know you want to hear it, too. Can you give us a little rap, gospel rap freestyle for us, please?
Yes, I sure can. I just want to ask your permission before I rap. Is it okay to give my prayer line number out if anybody would like to call in for prayer?
Absolutely.
Oh, feel free. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we have a prayer line service. Thank you so much, Kalithi and Pamela. Amen. And I just want to say it was a privilege to come to the Bill Groen and Joy. This is a great, great opportunity for me to be able to minister to you all. And I just praise God for you mighty women of God and what God is doing. The television station and everything that God is doing, I just speak blessings over it. And I know that it's very powerful, and it's a privilege to be a part of it. And so if anybody online, if you ever need prayer, we have a prayer line Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time until 11:30 a.m. Or you can call in at night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it goes about till 9:30 at night, sometimes a little bit over as the Holy Spirit leads. But if you ever want to call in, that number is area code 916-233-2999, and that access code to get in is 954454. Amen. So it's 916-233-2999, and it's access code 954454. We have church on the phone. It's live preaching. We have our mother Sandy. Sister Sandy, she preaches the word. Pastor Sandra and myself, we preach the word of God and pray for the people of God, and miracles are taking place God can work through a phone line. That's just so awesome. And I praise God. Even here, what God is doing in Build, Growing, and Joy, God is doing a new thing. And then, so I praise God for that. So call in anytime. We'll be happy to hear from you. And I know that the fellowship is always great when we get together. So I'm going to do a freestyle. And, amen, you kind of caught me, amen, but I'm gonna give a freestyle, amen. And this is gospel rap music. And I'm doing this for Pamela and Calithia and all of those that's listening. Check this out. It goes like this. How many know Christ is to be lifted up? Amen. So it goes like this. Up, up, up. Christ like what? All around the world, we going to lift him up. If he be lifted up, he going to draw all men. Kept us from my life and believe in my heart, and now I'm born again. You know what I'm talking about? Freedom from within. Talk that talk, gotta walk that walk. Come on out and sing. Because we Christ live, man. We Christ live, man. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. Chosen generation. Stomp it up. Say it. Take it up. Nation. Step a step to the kingdom of God. Sinner's prayer. Gotta stay ready. Carry my Bible everywhere. God is good all the time in the hood. Put God first. Gospel rap church understood with the seal on my head. And I'm ready for the battle. Pop this in. Watch the cup of your truck rattle. Rah. Amen.
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
that was good. It was good. It's nothing like hearing it live, you know, so that just gives me more. And also, listeners, he's got so much music out. Go to his website. Adrian, can you give your website again? He got so much music out, and also on YouTube. And you shall be blessed. You want to give your website address out again for me?
Yes, yes. It's AgermanWorld.com. That's AgermanWorld.com.
Amen. Well, thank you, listeners. I really appreciate you calling. And I'm going to let this mighty woman of God close us out. My co-host, Calithia Jenkins, you got something to say, woman of God?
Well, I just want to say to each and every listener, thank you for joining the Preparation Room today. It's absolutely a blessing to have you guys as a part of this ministry with Pamela Reese Wardlaw. And here, as I build out my vessel and, you know, being that example for our community and building and growing so our kingdom can enjoy. Thank you, Angel Man, for joining us today once again. Get on over to his website, everyone, angerwall.com, at angerman1, Twitter him, tweet him. I just tweeted out the prayer line information, so you get on over to his Twitter. Definitely, get into that. I can feel the power that probably comes out of that. I'm going to join, probably pop in also, Angel Man, and check you guys out. But I just tweeted out the prayer line information. But as I can say once again, I'm just absolutely amazing what God is doing with Bill Growing and Joy. When his vision came to me, you know, I ran with it.
Yes.
And you know, this was the last that I would have ever done in my life, but you just never know. And I'm going back to what Angel Man said, you know, you just gotta go and run with it. You know, when you call, you call. And you know, I'm just glad I was obedient, and you made me happy with all the feedback I get from Facebook and Twitter, and how my network has grown so much just within the last. I mean, November 1st will be 2 years I created Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and look what I've accomplished. So I'm just happy. Things like this is just where, you know, what I saw in the vision. So I just want to tell everyone once again, thank you, and have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. And, Pam, you can close it out. We can play one of Angel Man's show songs if you want to close it out, and then, you know, close it out with your clothes promo.
Well, what we're going to do is I would love to close it out with just letting you know that we give God the glory for everything that's being done in our lives, listeners. And next week, please join us. We have a mighty, awesome man of God. He from World Changes, Pastor Cresso Dollar. His name is Michael L., and he is awesome. Wait until you hear his testimony. It gets
better and better and better. So tune in with us, and don't forget ministers and artists and prophets and apostles and all fivefold ministers. Come on, join Bill Gore and Enjoy so we can have you on the air too. You're one of our listeners, and you got a lot to say. You're part of what God is doing in our lives. So hit us up and let us know that you want to be part of it. And we could go out with just one of Adrian Mann's songs and lifting up the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you again, and I plead the blood of Jesus over you listeners. Until next week, goodbye.
Thank you for joining us at the Preparation Room with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, preparing the way for the Lord.